hymn all day long.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
This is Blues Before Sunrise. Each week, we examine the forgotten pages of blues heritage, dusting off records by obscure and unknown artists, as well as the immortal bluesmen. So we hope you'll take the time to listen along with us on Blues Before Sunrise.
Yeah, yeah, taters and tomatoes and a bed ain't all. Yeah.
Ba-bom, bang, 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 bang. Ba-bom, bang, bang. $10 zillion and nothing to do. I own Central Park and California too. Chicago and Buffalo are my estates. And I forgot to mention the five Great Lakes. So if I were you, baby, I'd love me. You'd have maids and butlers and a big trust fund, 100-carat ring that weighed a ton, yacht, aeroplane, and 9 special cooks, and 1,000 diamond dresses, all the new looks. So if I were you, baby, I'd love me. Hard times and blues, I don't know what they are. My trouble is spending money and eating caviar. I don't pay tax, cause that's chicken feed. When the government runs short, I ask them what they need. And I'm the greatest lover the world's ever known. I'm betting Clark Gable, all that guy Tyrone. And you never find nobody like me as long as you live. Cause, honey, when I give, I really give. So if I were you, baby, I'd hog tie me. Myself to see if I'm awake before I give you that golden wedding cake. Ouch! I was asleep, so back to the job, making $35 a week. Still, if I were you, baby, I'd crush me. And I'm gonna keep on saving my money till I'm 105. And if you around then, baby, well, you can have all that jive. Can't you see? If I were you, I'd love me. Me, 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 me. If I were you, baby, I'd just gather me up and just smother me. What you gonna say now, baby?
Oh, yeah.
It's Timmy Rogers, recorded for the Capitol label in January 1953. If I were you, baby, I'd love me. And it gets us started on this week's edition of Blues Before Sunrise. It's the Blues Heritage Showcase. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. All sorts of great vintage black sounds. For the next 5 hours, we're here to blow the dust off of those forgotten sounds. We hope you'll stick with us. Our opening set this week belongs to Jimmy Rushing.
Thank you. won't be wrong always. You're gonna long for me, baby, one of these old rainy days. That's all right, baby, baby, that's all right for you. That's all right, baby, baby, that's all right for you. Now that I've been to you, baby, that's the way you do. She got ways like a devil, she's shaped like a frog. Started loving me, I holler, who got dog? Cause I love my baby better than I do myself. Come to find out, baby, was loving somebody else. Yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
Yes,
yes.
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
If you catch me stealing, baby, don't you tell on me. I'll be stealing back to my old time used to be. Thought I would write her, but I bleep out telephone. Thought I would write her, but I bleep out telephone. I ain't gonna do no better, baby, look for your daddy home. Anybody ask you who was it sang this song? Anybody ask you who was it sang this song? Tell him little Jimmy Rice and he's been here and gone.
Yeah, one of our regulars during hour number one, Jimmy Rushing, along with Count Basie and the band. This is the first time out in the new cycle. I mean, every 3 years we start fresh. First time out this time around with Jimmy Rushing. We had Boogie Woogie from March 1937. Then Jimmy Rushing and Don't You Miss Your Baby from October 1937. And then aside from March 1939, I think I've got here, and Baby Don't Tell On Me, Jimmy Rushing, the featured vocalist with Count Basie and the band. Our opening set here on Blues Before Sunrise. Generally, when we feature Jimmy Rushing, we feature the female vocalist in the band, Helen Humes. Give her a set as well. These are all Helen Humes vocals with Count Basie and the band.
There is a dance called the New Bolero at the Savoy. It's a killer with a new kind of joy. It's taking the time. While the itches wonder what it's about, all the jitterbugs are beating it out, and they're swinging on down. Oh my, my, how that band can play. See those dancers sway to tom-tom rhythm. Why, take it from me, that's the new bolero at the Savoy. Is a killer with a new kind of joy. Baby, it's taking the time. Thank you.
suddenly the setting is strange. I can see water and moonlight beaming, silver waves that break on some undiscovered shore. Then suddenly I see it all change. Long winter nights with the candles gleaming, through it all your face that I adore.
Yeah, Helen Humes with Count Basie and the band and a set of sides there. We listened to Bolero at the Savoy from May of 1939. Then a month earlier, April 1939, and the Angels Sing. And we worked them backwards. The last one was even a month earlier, March of 1939. And Don't Worry About Me, Helen Humes. And I think of my friend Bob Kester used to refer to a lot of the women who sang like that as the baby doll singers. They sounded like they were little dolls, real tiny sort of voice, but I think she was about the best of them. Helen Humes and Jimmy Rushing, the featured vocalist with Count Basie and the band. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. I'm Steve Cushing. This first hour course is devoted to the sounds of Bronzeville. And that's basically sort of blues singers singing with jazz bands a lot of time. Remember when we started this cycle a month or so ago that I was going to include Louis Armstrong and the other guy that I was going to start featuring during hour number one? So the artist we're going to listen to right now. And that's Fats Waller, who's here on vocals and piano. On a couple of these sides, I think he's accompanied by a little combo that he used to keep with him. I believe he called them the rhythm, but I believe this first one is just Fats, piano, and vocal. It's Copper-Colored Gal of Mine.
About I have been the slightest doubt that life without it is cold, very cold too, yeah. Who's afraid of love? What else are we living for? How can anyone ignore the sweetest story that's told? Those who found love know nothing more sweet to hear than the sound of
I love you, yeah, baby.
You love me, so who's afraid of love?
They not be afraid of.
It's that fine, lovely Arabian stuff that your dreams are made of,
yes.
And the dreams can make me afraid. Boo, who's afraid of love, yeah.
Beautiful yacht dog.
Was there a moon? And where did it go? Are you a vision? A vision or no?
Cause I saw you, baby, yeah.
Wonderful you. Oh, she's a common one. Is it that cool summer breeze? Oh, song in the tree. Just a part of a dream in my heart. Bump goes the heart. Why do you sigh? And look at me so. Am I enchanted? Enchanted? Oh, no, tell me, baby. I know you can. Wow. Wonderful you.
Remember, Buckley used to play Fats Waller things and would talk about the fact that Victor RCA would bring him material that they'd licensed and sort of force him to record the things, and he would do his best to do it tongue in cheek. And I think those last two sides, "Who's Afraid of Love" and "I Adore You," were pretty good examples of the fact that he was singing them and playing them, but making fun of them all the time. We started out with Copper Colored Gal, and well, two out of three, I said, were on the on the record. Pretend you didn't hear the combo accompanying him on that first one. Copper Colored Gal of Mine from September 1936. Then Who's Afraid of Love from December 1938. And finally, I Adore You from November of 1936. Fats Waller here on Blues Before Sunrise. Time now, let's listen to some alto sax. Some, I think most of these are instrumentals. Maybe I can get 2 out of 3 on this one. Tab Smith and his great horn playing.
Thank you.
Tab Smith with a set of sides. You know, down through the years, I've played sides by Johnny Hodges. I like to slip in some Tab Smith. These are sides that he recorded for the United label. And Bob Kester bought those. And had, I think there are four CDs full, mostly instrumental sides by Tab Smith. We had Boogie Joogie to start things off from October of 1951. Then we had Because of You from August 1951 from that same session, an up-tempo thing called DJ Special, Tab Smith on the alto. Time now for some Hep Harmony. Let's get the Four Vagabonds. It's a side they did for the Apollo label, March 1947.
Dear, I thought I'd drop a line. The weather's cool, the folks are fine. I'm in bed each night at night. Yesterday we had some rain, but on the whole, I can't complain. Was it dusty on the train? Right to the Browns just as soon as you're able. They came around to call. I burned a hole in the dining room table. Now let me see. Guess that's all. Nothing more for me to say. And so I'll close. Oh, by the way, everybody's thinking of you.
Yeah, there's Paul Robeson. That's from 1935. It came out of a movie that he made, Saunders of the River. It's called The Canoe Song, and it rounds out our set that was recorded for RCA, if I'm not mistaken. Let's go to the top of the set. We had some Hep Harmony. It was the Four Vagabonds, originally out of the St. Louis area. And they were based in Chicago and would go to New York City or to the West Coast, wherever they were needed. But they were regulars on one of the NBC networks, forgetting which one. But what we listened to was Ask Anyone Who Knows. And for the first time, I think, since I had the CD, all the sides on the CD were recorded for the Apollo label based in New York City. But I never had any dates. And on this one, Ask Anyone Who Knows, it's from March of 1947. And we listened to Mead Lux Lewis. That was one of those 12-inch 78s, originally the real fragile. I always say that they scared me, and they did, because they'd break so easily. It's a piece called Self-Portrait from April of 1941. And, of course, he didn't play piano. He played the harpsichord. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. I'm Steve Cushing. That's pretty much got it for hour number one. We're going to pause and identify the station, and we'll be back with hour number two to take us up to station ID. Let's listen to Plaz Johnson here on tenor. Familiar with Plaz? He's the guy who blew the saxophone, Henry Mancini's Pink Panther theme, a lot of other things. This is a side from 1956, a band that he had together with the drummer George Jenkins, Plaz Johnson, his brother Ray Johnson on piano, and George Jenkins. And this is a piece called Last Call.